Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite comic book characters of all time was Garfield, and there was one distinct thing that Garfield hated more than anything. Oh. You guys all know what it is.
Oh, yeah, Mondays.
Damn straight, and I'm like it, man. I hate the Mondays. However, there's a way to make it better.
The Men's Room Top 10.
It's a long way to go.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 ways to make your Monday better. Are we really that concerned about how bad Mondays are?
Yes.
You know what you did to yourself on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday that resulted in the position you are in on Monday. But I know this is about how to make Mondays better. Well, is the sun over the yardarm somewhere? I suggest 2 fingers of some delicious brown. And no, I'm not referring to Thrill.
But you should be. You should be.
2 inches.
Oh, God. So this is how to make your Mondays better. They actually break it down into 2 different things as far as to how to plan ahead for better Mondays and how to cope with a bad Monday. So let's start with how to plan ahead for better Mondays. At the very bottom of the list, they basically say to address your anxiety. If you get particularly anxious on Mondays, it may be helpful to address your anxiety. They recommend taking some time to sit with the feeling of dread and challenging the negative thoughts that make you feel anxious. Ask yourself, what evidence do you have that this week will be a bad one? Everything that's telling me it's going to be a bad week.
Yeah. I see. Instead of trying to find some hard evidence.
Exactly.
That's the thought.
If you could control anxiety, it wouldn't be a thing.
That's a good point.
If I could just talk my way out of a headache.
Right.
I can't. Why does my head hurt?
I can't stop it. Like, there could be a number of reasons why I have one. Tension, something I ate, being dehydrated, all these things. But if you have a panic attack or anxiety,
no.
The hardest thing to do is know that you are not in control of your own body.
Miles, you just need to stop. You just need to calm down.
I wish I could just. It's like saying, like, I should go to bed right now.
Exactly.
No, that's not how my body works.
My wife can do that.
Well,
I can do that. She will be wide awake. We're watching something on TV, and she goes, okay, I'm going to sleep. Before I can even say goodnight. It's like, you've got to be kidding.
We're committed, dude. We are.
Do you do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Pisses my wife off something fierce.
It's because everyone else, I'm going to bed, but that's 15 to 20 minutes of me laying here, and then eventually I would drift off to sleep.
Sure.
My wife says she's going to sleep. Like, she does not mean I'm going to bed. She literally means I am going to sleep.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that can do it on planes. And I'm so jealous. I can never sleep on planes. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're sitting next to him and just be like, all right, man, we got about 2 hours. We'll talk to you later. And he just has this little routine, puts his head down, and he's out.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wish I could sleep on planes. That's the one place that I can't get it done. I've done it from time to time. I have to be exhausted, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Organizing a fun treat.
A fun treat?
Just basically, you organize something fun for later on in the week.
Okay.
All right. Right. Prep on Friday. Again, these are the ways to plan ahead for better Mondays. It can be helpful to spend a little time on Friday prepping for Monday. Planning for a challenging task that lie ahead could give you a sense of agency and control.
That, very true. Very true. It's also tough because on Friday,
I want to think about Monday.
You want to just get the hell out of there.
I spend Sunday thinking about Monday. I don't need Friday ruined.
I mean, man, I always prepare for Monday on Friday. I do. Before we even go on the air, what I need for Monday, for the most part, is done. But it does not make me feel any better Sunday night.
No. No.
Like, yay, I did this, but I'm going back to work.
Avoid scheduling.
I mean, I was going to say, too, like, look, I love Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Friday night is fun. You got the whole weekend ahead of you. Even if you have stuff planned, you're just like, all right, it's Friday night. And then to me, Sunday morning generally is kind of the best because you're like, it's Sunday. Whatever. But as soon as you finally get up for the day on Sunday, that clock starts ticking. You're Monday's around the corner.
Yeah.
Avoid scheduling heavy meetings on Monday morning. We used to work with somebody who, if I screwed up on Friday, he'd shoot me an email. Come see me on Monday. And
Dude, it's already Monday.
It ruined my whole weekend.
Can you just wait until... Right, or tell me Monday morning.
Yes.
Do not tell me Friday that I screwed up. It's fine. Damn just it. Wait.
Thanks.
Just come talk to me right now, dude. It's okay. I'll recover. Don't make me wait the entire damn weekend.
I think, Mike, we were talking about it last week. I mean, that's kind of one exciting thing. Not one. There's a lot of exciting things about football, but that's kind of like Monday night football is like the one thing. Even like tonight, like I'll go home and watch some women's hoops, but like the only sport you're like, all right, it's Monday. There's football on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're excited about it. Can't wait for Monday.
Sleep early Sunday night.
Yep. If you can.
And that's the best way to plan ahead for better Mondays. And I do agree with that. Sunday's the recovery day. Friday and Saturday, let loose, have a great old time. Sunday, you're drinking a lot of water, a lot of electrolytes, you're eating healthy, and then you're getting to bed on time.
So if there's a night I'm going to stay up late, it is Sunday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always just postpone the inevitable. Crushing beers, doing the whole thing.
You just like to be tortured throughout the week, don't you?
It's not that, man. A lot of it is I want to wake up on Monday the way I assume I will feel the rest of the week. As dumb as that sounds, but like, you wake up, you're not quite hungover, but obviously you had some booze.
Okay.
And I go, okay, this is what work feels like to me, so it sounds dumb. But when I feel just a little lethargic or a little gray or a little heavy, to me, that's a work day. Like, all right, let's go get it.
I always try to do it on Saturdays. I never seem to do it. Even if I'm not doing anything, I still stay up too late on Saturdays. But Sunday is the one night usually at like, it's like, not, even if I'm not going to sleep, I'll watch little Foods of Built America in bed.
Yeah, we're crashing. So these are these are ways that you can cope with a bad Monday here. They say get some exercise. Getting moving is a great way to lift your spirits. And again, that's if you plan ahead. Most of the time when I wake up on Monday, I wake up, walk the dog, get showered up, and head on in here. I got stuff that I got to do.
Yeah.
I want the time to exercise, but I'd have to get up too early, and I just don't care.
It's the only day of the week I don't.
Oh, yeah?
I give myself a Monday off.
Hell yeah.
I had my fun. I'm tired. I got to go to work.
Right. Too much crap.
Hell with it.
Doing something fun, whether it's treating yourself to lunch, meeting up with a friend after work, or getting a massage, or watching your favorite show before bedtime, try and do something you enjoy. I can agree with that.
I always try to do something I enjoy. It just doesn't always work out.
Eat a healthy breakfast. Try and eat a healthy and nutritious breakfast that includes feel-good foods. It could be a stuffed omelet, a yogurt granola bowl, egg muffins, a green smoothie, or whatever else you like. Hell yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Other than the egg muffin, all of that sounded awful.
I love breakfast, dude.
I like breakfast, just not the breakfast they're recommending.
Number two, they say get dressed up.
On Monday.
On a Monday morning, we tend to just grab the closest thing and wear it because we can't be bothered. However, getting a little dressed up as though it's a special occasion can make us feel more positive and confident.
You always feel better when you look better.
Agreed. Dress for confidence. Mm-hmm. Dress for success. But then the number one way to cope with a bad Monday, that bad, dirty, naughty little Monday, start your day with meditation. It's a powerful way to start your day. Research shows that meditation improves brain function and changes the brain in several positive ways.
I believe that, just don't have the time or patience.
Pretty much.
Actually, I'm sure I have the time.
Well, hold on.
I don't
have
the patience.
Dead serious. If you've tried it, can you achieve it?
What do you mean?
Have you tried to meditate into an area where your breathing slows down? All those things. Do you successfully do it? Or are you just sitting still with your legs crossed in a quiet room?
Right.
Do you actually...
About to say, I'm not positive that I know what meditation is.
When I was younger, I could, like in my 20s, I could pull it off. What I found now as an adult, I'm a big visualization guy. So if I know I have something coming up tomorrow, when I go to bed, that's what's on my mind. And I prioritize it. This is the order you will do this. And I found when I wake up, it makes my life a lot easier. Just like, this is done, this is done, this is done. And that way,
I think meditation can also be a state. So like you think about it, it's just sitting there in a quiet room with your legs crossed. Like for me, a lot of times it's like, walking to the train or walking to work. Like, I won't even think about it, but like, people are like, dude, I yelled your name. You didn't even pay attention to me. It's like, right, because you're just kind of zoned out.
Yeah, right. Thinking. If you can do it, it's just a hard thing to achieve. Like, a lot of people do it by floating. There's a number of ways you can try to do it. I've done it twice where I've actually succeeded, and I realized I was in a meditative state. I don't know how I got there. It's just like, I've been trying so hard to do it. It never happened. Then it happened. I was like, okay, I get it now, but it's hard to get to.
Sure. It's got
to
shut off your brain, man.
I know, but that's possible.
It's like compartmentalizing, right? So you got a bad day outside of work, or you got to go to work. No one would know unless you tell them.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. You compartmentalize everything.
On top of that, I've also heard that stretching is a great way to start your day as well. Just stretch yourself.
Well, yoga
out.
Yoga is a somewhat form of meditation.
It's just not. It's not yoga.
Right, and that's okay. Like, it doesn't need to be yoga stretches, but you know, look it up on YouTube. There's 10-minute stretch tutorials, or you stretch every muscle on your body, and you feel great when you walk out the door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.